Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
Let's go, brother, to the land of Abba Abdullah.
Hussein.
Go unpack your bags, let's reach the land of Karbala.
Hussein, Hussein.
We cannot be late, we must go and catch our flight. Soon we'll be under the dome of Karbala's great night.
Oh, this is Arba'in. Let's go do the Arba'in. This is Arba'in. Let's go do the Arba'in. Of our Imam Hussein. Let's perform the Arba'in. Walking to Karbala. From Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala. From Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
Come and let us visit our first beloved Imam
Hussein.
To ask him for our safety through the path of Islam.
Hussein, Hussein.
The start of our journey, we walk past Wad al-Salam. This is the biggest graveyard in the whole of mankind.
Oh, walk, walk, brother, walk. Don't get tired, you can walk. Walk, walk, brother, walk. Don't get tired, you can walk. The angels do record, and God will give us reward. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
Look at all of the servants of Imam al-Hussein.
Hussein.
Giving water to the walkers of he who was slain.
Hussein, Hussein.
In the whole world, this is the most generous event. People, let us stay with them so that we can lament.
Oh, thank you, O Allah, for this blessing, O Allah. Thank you, O Allah, for this blessing, O Allah. For my heart to be near, so close to our Amir. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
Did you know every step we take gives us big blessings?
Hussein!
1,000 deeds we get and 1,000 removes sin.
Hussein! Hussein!
We have now reached the blessed land of Ba'athar leader. We entered in the land of heaven of our teacher.
Oh, labbaik ya Hussein! I am here for you, Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! I am here for you, Hussein! Every year, inshallah, I'll come walking to Hussein. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have now reached Arba'in. And for the past 40 days, we have been remembering the tragedy of Karbala and everything that happened to Imam Hussein and his family. And so if you remember, after the death of Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, the women and children of his household, they were taken as prisoners and they were kept as captives in Sham, is in Damascus. Right. Even after doing all of that, the oppressors and tyrants, they wanted to get rid of the memory of Ashura. They didn't want anybody to know about what happened in Karbala and what happened after that and all of that. But Sayyida Zainab, she did not allow this to happen, right? So if you remember, we talked about how Sayyida Zainab would try to spread the message of Imam Hussein as much as possible. She told everyone about what happened on the day of Ashura and the sacrifice that Imam Hussein made. Right? And that is why today, you know, we know the message of Imam Hussein and we know exactly what happened in Karbala. And so today, for today's talk, we'll look at Arba'in. We'll look at what Arba'in is all about and what happens on this day, especially in Karbala. Right? But before we get started, I'll do a quick recap of, you know, things that you might have learned during these past few months of Muharram and Safar. They're very simple and easy questions. So first one, Imam Hussein was martyred on the Dash of Muharram, and this day is known as the Day of. So he was martyred on the 10th of Muharram, and this day is known as the Day of Ashura. Next one. After Imam Hussein was martyred, the women and children were taken as captives to Kufa and Sham, right? Right, Sayyida Dash and Imam Dash reported the events of Ashura to as many people as they could. It was Sayyida Zainab and Imam Zainal Abidin, right? They are the ones who reported the events as much as they could. Right, so, all right, let's get into our topic for today. So the day of Arba'een is on the 20th of Safar, right? And this marks 40 days after the day of Ashura. And so, you know, the day of Ashura was when the Battle of Karbala took place. And so 40 days after that is 20th of Safar, which is known as the day of Arba'een. And so this Arabic word Arba'een, it really translates into 40, right? So the 40th day. And so the traditional period of mourning in, you know, Islamic culture is 40 days. And that's why, you know, millions of people around the world, they mark the day of Arba'een by remembering the tragedy of Imam Hussein and his family and his companions. And this day of Arba'een, it also marks the day when the captives, that is the family of Imam Hussein, you know, that were held as prisoners, they were finally released and they were able to walk back to Medina. But they first stopped in the city of Karbala to mourn and perform ziyara of Imam Hussein and all the martyrs of Karbala. And so to following that and to mark this, you know, historic event of Arba'een, every year millions of people from all around the world, they make their way to the city of Karbala, which is, you know, where Imam Hussein is buried and where we have this shrine of Imam Hussein. Millions of people go there to perform ziyarah on the day of Arba'een. And if you remember, during the first 10 days of Muharram, we learned about ziyarah. We learned about what ziyarah meant and what ziyarah really is. So here, I'll just quickly remind you, we have ziyarah of two types, right? One is where you physically travel to visit the holy shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, right? So such as when people go to visit the shrine of Imam Hussein, that is, they are physically traveling to do ziyarah. And the second one is where you send salams to the Ahlul Bayt from anywhere in the world, right? Which is what we do daily. We recite a ziyarah every day at home, and, you know, in Imam Bargahs, after every majlis, we recite a ziyarah. So that is the second form of ziyarah, and you can do this from anywhere in the world. And so to perform the ziyarah of the Masumin it's very important, and it carries a lot of sawab, right? But most of all, doing the ziyarah and visiting the shrine of Imam Hussein in Karbala, that has been given the most importance. And this has started from a very long time ago, from as soon as Imam Hussein was martyred. Because the first person that visited Imam Hussein and came for his ziyarah was Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. He was the first person to come to Karbala and pay his respects to Imam Hussein as soon as after he was martyred. Jabir, he was a very well-known companion of the Holy Prophet. And he came from Medina all the way to Karbala just, you know, to visit Imam Hussein had to perform his ziyarah, and it's also said that by this time he had lost both of his eyes. He was blind, but he still made that journey. He came all the way from Medina just to perform ziyarah of Imam Hussein. And in this journey, he didn't perform this journey alone. He also had another companion with him. Another younger companion who was a very learned and respectable companion as well. So they came for the ziyarah of Imam Hussein, and they were the first ones. And so, you know, like I said, the ziyarah of Imam Hussein, it's been given a lot of importance. It's one of the most important ziyarahs that we have. Here, Imam, we have a hadith of Imam Jafar Sadiq, who says that if one of our Shias goes for Imam Hussein alayhi salam ziyarah, then he will not return, but all his sins will be forgiven. And for every step that he or his mount takes, 1,000 virtues are written for him, 1,000 sins are forgiven, and his status is elevated by 1,000 degrees. This shows you the importance of the ziyarah of Imam Hussein, right? You have so much benefits, so many of your sins are forgiven, and you know, you are able to elevate your spiritual self as well. And so there are special occasions when it is especially recommended to visit the grave of Imam Hussein. And one of them is on the day of Arba'een. Visiting the grave, you know, going to Karbala on Arba'een is extremely important. And it's something that every one of us, every true believer, should try and do at least once in our lifetimes. Because it is such an important thing. And that is why we see that on Arba'een, millions of people from all around the world, they go to Imam Hussein, they go to Karbala on Arba'een. And so something really amazing happens in Karbala on Arba'een, and this is every year. Not only do millions of people from around the world, they make their way to Karbala to visit the shrine of Imam Hussein, but most of these people, they make this journey by foot. So people, they basically walk all the way from the city of Najaf, from the shrine of Imam Ali. They walk from there all the way to Karbala, to the shrine of Imam Hussein. Right? And this entire journey from Najaf to Karbala is done walking. And this is a long journey. It's a journey of around 80 kilometers. And it usually takes people around 3 to 4 days to reach Karbala on the day of Arba'een. You know, so they start off a couple of days before Arba'een from Najaf, and then they walk all the way to Karbala to make sure that on the day of Arba'een they are in Karbala. And so this act of walking is an act of service to Imam Hussein, and it's also an imitation of how the family of the Imam, they walked to Karbala after they were released from their prison in Damascus. Right, so now I'll play some short video clips where I'll show you what actually happens in this walk. These video clips, they are from when I was able to go for ziyarah and take part in this walk from Najaf to Karbala. So just a few clips which will show you what it's really like. And this is from a few years ago, so it is quite old, but it'll give you, you know, an insight into what happens. So the gathering in Karbala over the period of Arba'een, it's considered as one of the world's largest annual peaceful gathering. You know, people, they walk day and night in peace. There are men, women, and children of all ages and health conditions that take part in this walk. You'll see kids, you'll see babies, there'll be people in wheelchairs, people will be walking barefoot. You'll also find people in walking sticks, etc. So, you know, there are different kinds of people. And this is exactly what Imam Hussein's caravan looked like as well. He also had men, women, and children of all ages. And in this walk, you will see some beautiful examples of generosity and selflessness. And selflessness is when we put ourselves, put others before ourselves. And Islam teaches us to be selfless. Islam teaches us to care for others before we care for ourselves. And this is exactly what you see in this walk, where people are endlessly serving each other. There are about 20 to 25 million people that are walking towards the shrine of Imam Hussein, and no one has to worry about food or water for hundreds of miles, because everything that they need is prepared for them by volunteers. You know, there are many people that set up different stops to provide these visitors of Imam Hussein with food, with water, with shelter, and all other kinds of help. And so in this entire 80 kilometer journey, you won't find a moment where you desire food or water and it isn't given to you. And so there are people that are, you know, willing to do anything that you need during this walk. The people of Iraq, they even set up houses and tents that are called mokabs, where, you know, you can rest and sleep for the night so that, you know, you are able to continue on to your walk on the next day. And none of this is paid for. They don't accept any payment for the shelter or the food and water that they give. It is really just people taking care of each other in their love for Imam Hussein. And it's considered a great honor. So this really gives us a beautiful example of selflessness, because the people of Iraq, they save up for the whole year just so that they can serve others when the time of Arba'een comes. And this is not only done by adults, but also by children of all ages can be seen, you know, serving others however they can. And it's not only food and water, but you'll also find medical camps that are set up where doctors from around the world come to volunteer their services to all the visitors of Imam Hussein in case anyone needs any help. In fact, you don't even have to worry about your feet getting tired, because people are offering to massage your feet and to help you out. So in this, and so here you can see, you know, people are also, you know, repairing bags. There'll be people repairing shoes. So any kind of help that you need is available during this walk, and it's all voluntary. So it doesn't matter on this Arba'een walk where you're from or who you are. Everyone is treated the same, because everyone here is a visitor of Imam Hussein, and all of these services are purely out of love for Imam Hussein. All right, so hopefully that gave you an opportunity to look at what happens on this walk from Najaf to Karbala if you haven't been there before. But so we are not able to go to Karbala this year, right? But we can send our salams, our love and allegiance to Imam Hussein through the recitation of Ziyara. And there's a very special ziyara that is recited on the day of Arba'een. And this ziyara is part of a hadith that Imam Hasan al-Askari, who was our 11th Imam, has said. Imam Hasan al-Askari, he has given us 5 signs that tell us how a true believer can be recognized. Right? And from these 5 signs, one of the signs is to recite ziyara the Arba'een. And so let me just go through the 5 signs of a true believer that our 11th Imam tells us. The first one is that a true believer recites 51 rakahs of salah daily. And so we have, you know, we have 17 rakahs that are wajib, that all of us recite every day. And then we have 34 rakahs that are mustahab, they are recommended. And so someone who recites all 51 rakahs daily is considered as a true believer. And the second one, like I said, is reciting the ziyarah of Imam Hussein on Arba'een. That is one of the signs of a true believer. So it shows you the importance of ziyarah Arba'een, and you should be reciting it. The third sign is that a true believer wears an akik ring on the right hand. The fourth is that perform sujood on earth, right? So when we do sajda, we do it on sajda, right? So which is earth. So that's one of the signs. And the fifth sign of a true believer is that recite Bismillah loudly in every salah. Right, so these are the 5 signs of a true believer, and one of them is to recite Ziyarat al-Arba'een. All right, so that is our topic for today. Now we'll go into a quick activity. Let's get started. The first question is, the day of Arba'in is on the 10th of Muharram, the 10th of Safar, the 20th of Muharram, or the 20th of Safar. The day of Arba'in is on 20th of Safar. Right? All right. So next question. Imam Jafar al-Sadiq has said that if one of our Shia goes for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for every step that he takes, dash sins are forgiven. How many sins are forgiven for every step? A thousand sins are forgiven. All right, next one. On Arba'in, millions of people walk from around, millions of people from around the world walk from dash to dash. People walk from Najaf to Karbala. Right, that is the Arba'in walk. Right, last question. Which ziyarah do we recite on the day of Arba'in? Ziyarat Ashura, Ziyarat Arba'in, or Ziyarat Warisa? The special ziyarah is Ziyarat Arba'in. Right? Okay, well done. All right, so that is all for today. We looked at, you know, how everybody, you know, all of us are remembering Imam Hussein on the day of Arba'in. And we especially looked at what's happening in Karbala. You know, we looked at the walk that takes place from Najaf to Karbala. And in that walk, we looked at the qualities that we see in the people during the Arba'in walk. You know, there are qualities of selflessness, there's humanity, of generosity, and these are actually the values that Imam Hussein stood for and represented in Karbala, right? And so we can see that today. We can see what Imam Hussein taught us and the message that he spread through the tragedy of Karbala. We can see that today. We can see everyone following Imam Hussein. Right? And may Allah, you know, grant us all the opportunity to visit Imam Hussein on the day of Arba'in next year, and we are all able to take part in the walk from Najaf to Karbala. Right, so that is it for today. Thank you for listening. Khudafiz.
Naya Ghazi Jabr da sar se chani me sada de ti rahi tu Naya Ghazi a gayi sham e alam lut gaye ahle haram re tabar jalti hui ho gaya tandalam fursat dene ke liye mujhse milne ke liye aa gaye baba ali tu na ya ghazi jabr da sar se chini me sada de shere mere pere da hum ko liye ye musalman sare shehder shehre gaye khulqate kufa kabhi khulqate sham hai kabhi baraha hum pe hasi tu na ya ghazi. Jabrida sir sechni me sada deti rahi tuna ya gazi humko pani na mile teri khushbu to rahe teri bazu na kate chahe mashki zach de Jabrida sir sechni me sada deti rahi tu na ya ghazi.
Labbaik ya Mola Husaina, labbaik ya Husain. Labbaik ya Mola Husaina, labbaik ya Husain. Husain, 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 Husain. Labbaik ya Mola Husaina, labbaik ya Husain. Labbaik ya Mola Husaina, labbaik ya Husain. Call us to you, O my master Husaina, wala zaraman insa Husaina. Call us to you, O my master Husaina, wala zaraman insa Husaina. We only have one wish, to visit Karbala. People come to this land to visit Abba Abdullah. To visit Abba Abdullah, I only wish to be your servant, Mona. I want to be the one to be the soldier. I will not forget the day of Ashura.
Until Allah spread
Allah's Arab. We will not forget Allah's Arab. You will always be remembered, Husaina. Wala zaraman insa Husaina. Call us to you, O my master Husaina. Wala zaraman insa Husaina. Call us to you, O my master Husaina. Wala zaraman insa Husaina.
People come.
So many people walk
from so far. From Najaf to Karbala, they shining like the stars,
shining like the stars. This is my only dream, that there will come a day when everyone will say, Karbala, Karbala is our way. My life is for him, no one will ever take away. This is my promise, Wala Zara. This is my promise, Wala Zara. You will always be remembered, Husaina.
Wala
Zara, Maninsa Husaina. Call us to you, O my master Husaina. Wala Zara, Maninsa Husaina. Call us to you, O my master Husaina. Wala Zara, Maninsa Husaina. Your name is called by
each and every nation. We teach this to our future generation. We will keep alive your destination. We will learn from your strength and patience. Your flag flying high is our inspiration. We are blessed,
Wala Zara, by holding your flag, Wala Zara. You will always be remembered, Husaina.
Wala Zara,
Maninsa Husaina. Call us to you,